That would be Richard. Oh, you can call me Rich, whatever. Yeah, that's Richard. Go over to you.
Okay, Richard. Very good. Okay. Yeah. Well, I never heard of anybody having that kind of a reaction to a flu shot. That's interesting. I wonder if your doctors have any explanation for that. I never heard of such a thing. Where you have such an adverse reaction. I don't know. I would maybe try it again and just see what happens, and if you have another bad reaction to it, I wouldn't try it, I guess. you get older and stuff, you don't have that luxury of maybe not taking it. So it might be better in the long run to get it. But everybody makes their own decisions, I guess. So, you're your own person, so you do what you think is best. But I would have gotten mine. I don't have any problem with it. It's just that I was, lazy or something. I just procrastinated or something. I don't know. Doesn't cost anything, so. So my sister says, yeah, you better get it. So I got that. Helps when somebody kind of needles you and says, hey, you better go get that. No pun intended, I guess. Anyway, so what else? Looking forward to spring and summer. We were talking about setting up a POTUS station there, Jeff and I were, and so maybe we'll have an activation of POTA. And he works a lot of POTA stations. He doesn't work just POTA, but he does operate with POTA stations. So anyway, I'll see what you guys have been doing here activity-wise. And Stephen, we miss you. We wish you would come to Open Radio Room once in a while. Can't believe it. Wow, you must be so busy. Anyway, this is NADGD, and I'll send it back to you there, Stephen. And we miss Steve tonight. He's not here. Go ahead.